What's happening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Chris. Welcome, strap in. Strap in your headphones, plug in your headphones. Uh-oh. If you have an iPhone, though, you can't. Sorry, I had to. Thank you for tuning in once again and telling a friend and hitting that like button on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ETACast. Today's episode, we're going to talk about feeling good and feeling fresh. And I mean by this, by just improving your overall well-being, just various life hacks, if you will, that I've noticed whenever I'm feeling in a slump that I'll go out and do and actively try to improve my well-being and notice results. So this is just my results. I'm not a doctor. This is just my opinion, my view, my perspective. But before we jump into the topic of the show, let's go ahead and talk about an article that caught my eye. It's actually pretty zany, and it is Man vs. Beast. No, not a bear attack. No. Shark attack, that's right. Something that a lot of people fear the most. A diver defended himself from a shark. He's 22 years old, and this is out in California's coast. He defended himself with a spear gun. The video is insane. Check it out. I'm watching it right now. I'm going to post it on the ETACast Facebook page. It's insane. The GoPro's mounted right on the spear gun. Really insane. And just goes to show you on the day of technology and cameras all over the place, you can really see a lot of cool things, and hell, this might save someone's life one day. But yeah, the guy, Tyler McQueenling, he's 22, he's on the Santa Barbara's coast. Thankfully, he had his fucking spear gun. Said he thought he was gonna die. Be vigilant out there and make sure you bring a camera. That's the message of the story. So there's a lot of other things I can talk about. I can talk about the Apple's new iPhone, you know, how much it fails in the way of bringing new technology innovation, because in my opinion, axing out a old existing port such as the 3.5 millimeter audio jack is retarded, is stupid, it's asinine. Doesn't make any sense, except for money. It's the only way it makes sense. And clearly that's their objective. People are touting, oh my god, well this is great, wow, Bluetooth, whoa. Man, I remember back in 2005, maybe even earlier, there's a lot of people with Bluetooth headsets. This isn't a new technology, it's been around. And the fact that they're pushing their own brand of wireless headphones just shows you that they're looking for money. Things only last for fucking 5 hours. Like, that's like barely a plane ride, if that, you know. It's gonna die all the time, and they're two separate pieces, so you're gonna lose one, you're gonna be a dick and only have one. Yes, they do have the dongle thing that attaches onto the lightning port, but that makes your port useless at that point. It's just another thing you have to buy, and I was talking to my brother about this, and in a way, this is Apple's way of going, hey, I need a little bit of more money from you, if you will, an Apple tax. And that's exactly what it seems like they're doing. I don't think that's innovation, but hey, Apple is, in my opinion, a business company, more so than a technology company. They want to sell you the products. So we could talk about the Samsung phones exploding, the Galaxy Notes, the Android Samsung phones are brand new, and people are finding out that they're exploding under certain conditions, different conditions even. So Samsung, of course, is replacing the phones. You just shipping your phone. You have to actually go to some sort of service center or whatever, at least the article that I read, I could be completely fucking wrong. But even the new revised Galaxy Note 7s are exploding. So, I don't know. Don't buy them. I wouldn't want an exploding phone. I mean, my phone's gotten super hot. Different situations, you know, being in the car or whatever, I'm listening to music and it's just sitting out in the sun. But I've never, you know, thought my phone would explode. That's crazy shit. Almost reminds me of the story that I read. this guy had a modified e-cigarette, and you know, super fucking boxy thing. You know, like what the fuck is that? Is that a bomb? What is it? His e-cigarette puts in his mouth. But you know what I mean, like a big fucking e-cigarette modified thing, and he just got off the charger, fucking put it up to his mouth, hit the button, instantly exploded straight up into his mouth, took out his tongue, basically. Disgusting. You gotta be careful with batteries, you really do, people. Corrosion, you know, you don't want any sort of leakage or anything like that. I mean, batteries is still a very rudimentary form of technology. We still use these cells in the way that we used them when we first discovered them. So until we make a huge leap forward in batteries, they're not really ever going to be safe, because we're still pushing so much fucking squeezing out all the shit that a battery can do in its current state of technology. So be careful with these fucking... I mean... You just gotta be careful. And obviously, don't be an idiot. You know? Don't cause your phone to explode. we could talk about the New York bombings. And really, I don't really want to talk about it too much, because it's just insane stuff. I'm tired of it in the country that I live in, America. And if it's a terrorist attack, if it's some crazy asshole, the problem of it is it's so easy for anyone just to fucking go around, get these materials, fucking build them, and then place it into a massive fucking crowd where no one's really noticing what other people are doing, and there you go. You know, maybe we do need to have more CCTV cameras, just like the UK does, and that might resolve some issues. But you know what I'm trying to say is, I don't care who exactly did it. I care that it's happening, and it needs to somehow get resolved. There's also these mall stabbings that are going around, this vigilante guy with a knife just going around in different malls and stabbing people. And you know, it's just, once again, it's so ridiculous, and needs to stop. It's violence, all this other shit. It's not pushing human beings forward. But I really want to move on to the topic of the show, so let's go ahead and close up the articles. That's really the only article that I wanted to go into, which was the diver defending himself from a shark. It was cool. And interesting footage. So the topic of the show is feeling good, feeling fresh, and just various life hacks that you can improve your well-being. And what do I mean by a life hack? It's just something to make your life more efficient, improve your life, okay? I am not... Let me just make a disclaimer right now. I am not trying to push this on anyone, okay? I'm just giving my experience and my perspective on whenever I was feeling like I was in a rut, and I would try to change different things or introduce something new in my life to try to kick out that negative. So that's all this topic is. Let's all just try to have a better life, right? It's better to live happy than feel evil towards another. So one of the first life hacks I want to throw out there, and it's a big one, okay, it's cutting sugar out completely, okay? And what I mean by this, I mean refined sugar. The actual white stuff that you get, that's all that stuff all that, those grains of sugar, those are being added into different sodas, or maybe you're adding coffee creamer in and it's got vanilla flavor. These are refined sugars adding into it. What's not a refined sugar? Well, something that sugars that are in a banana, actual proper sugars, natural sugars. Can't remember if it's glucose or fructose. I think it's glucose. So these things that you can actually digest in your body. However, refined sugar, your body does not digest it. It just kicks it out, and your body produces a lot of insulin to combat it, and it doesn't really know what to do, so it cuts it up in different ways, and that's how you get fat, blah blah blah. And also too, that's how it degrades your health. Having an excess amount of sugar will start to affect your health in various ways, such as fatigue. You might get headaches all the time, you might just feel sluggish. And also too, acne is a form of overload, or is a cause of an excess of sugar. And why is it, what's going on exactly is a yeast infection in your stomach, in your actual biome, your stomach flora. It's called candida. It's a yeast infection that's developed by an excess of sugar, refined sugars. And pretty much, I would say, don't quote me on this, but quote me on it because I'm saying it. Probably 80% of Americans have candida yeast infection. A good way to test this is get a cup of water, a glass of water, and pour the water at room temperature, about halfway, and you want to spit in it, okay? You want to spit in the glass, and how many of those tentacles that actually fall down, and if any of them actually touch the floor, that's how you know that you're infested with candida. Now, a good way to kill it is just cut sugar completely out, all this refined sugar, cut it out. The side effect, however, if your body's really reliant on the candida and the sugar intake, and your candida really just eating it up, eating that refined sugar up, you will experience sugar withdrawals. So you'll have probably mild to severe headaches. You feel really fatigued. It's almost like you're having that candida effect, but it's actually dying off. It's being inflamed at that point. Try that for 2 weeks, and I guarantee you that you will feel better. And that's if you cut out all refined sugars. No candy bars, no ice cream, you know, no coffee creamers. You can still drink coffee, but you got to put like half and half in it, as opposed to a coffee creamer. You know, you don't want to eat too much bread, because a lot of bread nowadays has added sugar in it. And I guarantee you, you will feel better. That is my guarantee of this entire episode. You will feel better if you cut sugar out of your diet. It'll improve your memory, your energy, all these great things. You'll just notice. So our next sort of life hack is going to be regulated sleep. This should be a no-brainer to a lot of people, but to some people, they don't really realize that your body is on its own body clock. If you're working a night shift, well, guess what? You are working against the internal clock. So inadvertently, it sucks for you. You're not going to feel as refreshed as someone that slept during the night, because you're awake and you go to sleep during the day. But for the people that can actually regulate their sleep, you know, go to bed at 11 and wake up at 7. Whatever it may be, how many hours you think that you need, you know, whether it be 6 to 10. I noticed that my body really functions well on 7 hours. 7 hours of sleep, and I feel just as good as I slept on 9 hours, you know. If I sleep past 9, I feel really sluggish. So that's sort of something you have to attune yourself to. You have to notice how much sleep you're getting and adjust it accordingly and regulate it. Now, what's the next life hack? It's going to be meditation. Meditation. Yes, I know it's this crazy word that people throw around, like they're acting like they're Buddhist monks, or you know, they know something that you don't. But all meditation is you being quiet, you concentrating on your breath, and being still in that present moment. Whether that is sitting on your bed, sitting on the floor, sitting next to the window with your eyes open, with your eyes closed, in various positions, it doesn't matter, okay? You can meditate however you think works. That's the purpose of meditation. So, my advice to you, if you don't know how to meditate, just however you think that you know how to, give it a go. Give it a go and just focus on your breath, focus on that present moment, and try to clear your mind. Now, a lot of people go, well, I can't, my mind's always racing. Well, guess what? Everyone else's is too. That's everyone's problem. Whenever we have that zany mindset, we're all having that racy sort of feeling in our mind. And this is a way of combating it and putting things in order and going, well, I'll put this to tomorrow, and I'll do this now, and I'll do it. And so not everything is so overwhelming. That's the purpose of meditation. It's telling your body, hey, I'm in control here. This is what's going on. We're in this second of this day, and that's the way it is. Only I can control this moment, and this is what I'm doing right now. So give it a go, meditation. That is another thing that I really stand behind, and I noticed that in 2014, I meditated pretty much every single day. I noticed as the months were going on, it was feeling like the days were longer, and I was getting more out of it, and I was getting more done, and all these cool moments I was remembering, and it was great. So I really think that meditation helps out, and I try to, whenever I'm feeling in a slump, try to get that on a routine, really notice it, and you follow through with it on a daily basis. So the next life hack is going to be a little weird. Maybe you don't really take baths, but try it, because I want you to try floating in a bath. Just floating there. You know, fill up the bath and float around. Try to meditate. You might like it. You really notice that your body, it just turns into a feather. Obviously, because you're floating in water, and it's almost a ghetto way of having a float tank, you know. So you do that for about 10 minutes. You really feel good about the day, at least from my experience. Whenever I take a bath, you know, at the end of the day, take a bath, I try to make a full experience out of it, if you will. And at the end of my bath, I'll just float there. Close my eyes, just have a float. Dick flopping around all over the place, but whatever. Just floating it in. Sometimes I'll just stare straight at a corner in the ceiling and decompress from the day. So, the next life hack I'm going to talk about is changing your typical routine. And I mean just small things. Like, let's say the soap is on the left side of the sink. Well, put it on the right side. Yeah, sometimes you might be reaching over to the left and it might, you know, take away from a few seconds of your day. But you really find yourself being like, oh shit, oh yeah, that's right, I moved it. You're kind of snapping yourself and correcting your memory, and I feel like it just kind of just kicks in that change that sometimes you need, because you're like, oh, well, this again, and all, you know, here we go. Do the soap. Here's the toothpaste over here to my right. Yes, that's efficient. But if it's feeling like it's redundant, and yet you kind of hate it, well, try changing it. Just put it on the other side. That's why a lot of people feng shui rooms, you know, change the room up, because they don't feel the energy in the room. They feel like it's blocking their tidiness, if you will, and their thought. So just try to apply that to just small things in your life, you know. I'm not saying, hey, put your car keys and go hide it, and you know, this way, next time when you go find your car keys, you'll be completely lost and it'll be that new experience. No, I'm not saying that. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, just try moving things over. If something's over on the right side, move it over to the left side. You know, if it's feeling like everything's redundant, you know, oh, this again. The next one. Good life hack for the morning. You ever feel really sluggish and just fucking like, oh man, this sucks. Why is the sun up? I should be sleeping. Well, go ahead and go in the bathroom, go take a cold fucking shower. And that's sort of like getting your fucking face slapped as hard as you can. But it's cold water therapy, and it's sort of shocking to your body and enlightening yourself for the day. And from what I understand, different podcasts I listen to, it's good for the muscles and various things like that. But before you hop into the shower, maybe crank out 20 push-ups. 10 push-ups, alright? Maybe not 20, that's too early. But any sort of exercise that you can do, that you can introduce in your life in a free manner. You know, a lot of people talk about exercise and they instantly think about the gym, going to the gym. Well, unfortunately, a lot of gym memberships are like well over $45 a month. In my opinion, that's not worth it. Just do a bunch of push-ups, do inverted push-ups, do sit-ups, you know, go run around the block. Try to improve your life without breaking your life, because you'll end up, you know, going to the gym twice because it's, you know, maybe 10 miles down the road or whatever, and you're paying $45 a month, and you end up just spending more money and you're not gaining any of the benefits. It's pretty obvious. But I've always done push-ups. You know, whenever I feel like I'm losing strength or anything like that, I always try to do the push-up routine. You know, do 20 push-ups one night, or one morning, or one afternoon, and then the next morning or afternoon or night, I'll do 30, and the next one I'll do 40, I'll do 50, and then eventually I'll get 100, and I'll be like, great, I'm back at where I used to be when I was 17 years old and a lifeguard. That's my baseline. So all those sort of things, those life hacks, if you will, especially the diet thing, cutting the sugar, and of course drinking your proper water intake is super beneficial to your overall health. I've noticed that taking fish oil helps my memory. You know, Dr. Drew would probably disagree with me, but just try different various supplements and different routines in your life to change your routine in a positive way. Something that you can go to sleep and want to wake up the next day and want to get out of bed and want to take that cold shower to wake yourself up and to utilize these various life hacks to catapult yourself to your next goal, your next achievement, all of it. Use those hours, people. Use those hours. That about wraps up the topic of this episode. Thank you guys for checking it out on your various podcast apps or Podomatic. Thanks for that free service from them. And hitting that like button on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. Helps me out, gets me motivated, to get out of bed and hit record, that's for sure. A lot of big things are happening in my life, a couple of changes that I want to push through, and a next chapter to be written. So I'm going to try to record as much as I can. But thank you guys for checking it out again. And remember, everyone, you got the ears and I got the beard. See you next time.